Today we are celebrating the auspicious appearance day of Srimati Radharani. This song we have sung, Jai Radha Madhava, is a very confidential picture of the spiritual world. This song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur lets you see Krishna playing on the bank of the Jamuna River, Krishna having his confidential, purely spiritual loving affairs in the groves of Vrindavan. Krishna as the son of Mother Yashoda and the beloved of all the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan. Amongst that confidential picture is the most confidential topic of Srimati Radharani. She is Krishna's own pleasure potency. When you think of the Supreme Absolute Truth, you must think of the Lord and His energies. The two are inseparable, just like the sunlight is inseparable from the sun. When Krishna wants to enjoy, how can it be anything material? The greatest saints and sages and yogis in this world give up all material connection just to merge into Brahman. But that happiness derived from merging into Brahman is practically nothing compared to the happiness of relationship with Krishna. So then how would Krishna agree to enjoy something material? Of course, when we say when Krishna wants to enjoy, we should understand that there's no question of time having an influence in Krishna's pastimes. But just for our understanding, it is said like that. When Krishna wants to enjoy. A better question would be, when does Krishna not want to enjoy? Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. That means his desires for enjoyment are unlimited, and his ability to fulfill his enjoying desires are unlimited. When you look at yourself, what do you see? A few desires to enjoy, and you meet with such frustration. But Krishna has unlimited desires to enjoy, and he has the unlimited capacity to fulfill his unlimited desires to enjoy. This is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Śrīla Kṛṣṇadāsa Kaviraj Gosvāmī as the definition of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has an ability known as Swarajya Lakshmi. He can independently fulfill all his desires. Whenever you try to do something in this world for satisfaction and fulfillment, you always have to depend on something outside of yourself, someone outside of yourself. But Krishna, when he wants to enjoy, he has his own pleasure potency, which perfectly and unlimitedly manifests his satisfaction. The crest jewel of that personal, purely spiritual pleasure potency is Srimati Radharani. She is the most expert devotee. Devotee means one who gives pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srimati Radharani is most expert at that. So expert that even Krishna comes under her control. Therefore, she is known as Vrindavanesri. Sometimes Vrindavanesri, that name can refer to Mother Yashoda, the wife of Nanda Maharaj. But actually, the real controller of Vrindavan is Srimati Radharani. She conquers Krishna by her unsurpassed devotion. She is completely qualified to fulfill every one of Krishna's desires. And Krishna has unlimited desires. In order to understand Srimati Radharani properly, we have to understand Krishna properly. And this is why most people cannot have a genuine grasp of Radha Krishna Leela. They don't understand Krishna. If you don't understand Krishna, how are you going to understand Srimati Radharani? How do you understand Krishna's loving affairs in Vrindavan? First, we must accept that the Supreme Absolute Truth has variety. Krishna is the source of everything, as the Bhagavatam says, janmadiyasyata. The Absolute Truth is that from which everything emanates. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes the point that when you say everything emanates from the Supreme, that means even the pleasurable dealings between man and woman, that comes from the source. You must find that in Krishna if you see it in yourself, because you are a part of Krishna. So how is it that the Adiras, the original behavior of romance, amorous activity, how does that exist in perfection in the source of everything? Impersonalist Mayavadis, voidist, never can understand this point. They are frustrated with all the varieties of material existence, and therefore they rush to the conclusion that everything is one or everything is zero. Krishna's pastimes are a challenge to the impersonalist. In perfection, you do not see undifferentiated oneness as the ultimate. In perfection, you do not see any void. In the ultimate perfection, you see unlimited variety, all in harmony with Krishna's desires. That is the nature of Krishna's pastimes. His romantic pastimes are most confidential, meaning they're not explained to persons who have no qualification. If someone cannot understand that they are not the body, how can they understand Radha Krishna Leela? They'll make the mistake of thinking, I have my girlfriends, Krishna has his girlfriends. It is all the same. This is a great offense. Krishna and his consorts have nothing to do with the material body. Unless our vision becomes purified of material contamination, we cannot understand Radha Krishna Leela. We cannot understand the affairs between Krishna and his most confidential devotees. Material life means we are very attached to our own romantic ideas. The conditioned soul has a natural longing for these things because these things exist in perfection in Krishna. Krishna has the best of everything. That means no matter, Krishna does not engage in pastimes with anything material. Because as you know, everything material has a beginning and an end. It's contaminated by the modes of material nature. Krishna's enjoyment is purely spiritual. He has a pleasure potency that presents all the needs for his desires. Actually, you also have that pleasure potency in you, but it's to a very small, tiny degree. Because you are part of Krishna, you also have the pleasure potency. But in material existence, that pleasure potency manifests in a very troublesome way. But what can you do? You must seek pleasure, because that's your nature. But you're seeking pleasure in the wrong place, and therefore your pleasure-seeking capacities meet with prostration. This never happens to Krishna. He has an unlimited pleasure potency. Ours is very tiny, because we are very tiny parts of Krishna. Krishna's pleasure-seeking potency is unlimited. And that pleasure-seeking potency of Krishna, Aladini Shakti, manifests in the most perfect way as Srimati Radharani. In this day and age, if we are to understand Radha and Krishna, we must understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the Mahaprabhu Mandir. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna combined. When Krishna wants to understand his own pleasure potency, he unites with that pleasure potency and becomes Lord Chaitanya. Once again, when we say when, there's no influence of time in Krishna's pastimes. But we're just saying that so we can have some way of entering into understanding of the situation. When Krishna wants to enjoy, he manifests his pleasure potency. Srimati Radharani. But Krishna always wants to enjoy. Radha Krishna are eternal. When Krishna wants to understand that pleasure potency, he combines with that pleasure potency and becomes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternal. Radha Krishna are eternal. These are the secrets of the topmost portion of the spiritual world, beyond Vaikuntha. Goloka Vrindavan, the topmost portion of the spiritual world, is known as Mahavaikuntha. It is that abode which can only be attained by pure, spontaneous devotion, devoid of any awe and reverence and opulence and majesty. There, in that topmost portion of the spiritual world, Krishna is a cowherd boy, playing his flute, surrounded by milkmaids, cows, the Jamuna River, the forests. This is far beyond the opulence of Vaikuntha. The affairs of Radha and Krishna are the most confidential understanding in spiritual knowledge. Today, let us approach those pastimes between Radha and Krishna by singing a song written by Srila Rupa Goswami. We are all known as Rupanugas. We are followers in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami through disciplined succession. This prayer, Sri Radhika Stava, is from Rupa Goswami's work, the Stava Mala. We'll chant it. Now please notice where you look where it says text 1. There are all 6 lines of the song put together. So please remember that there are just 2 lines together that we'll chant. And then we'll do the refrain. So, Jamadarati Vardhanavese Hari Nishkrita Vrindavipaneshe. That's 1 stanza, then the refrain, then the next 2 lines, refrain, and the last 2 lines in refrain. Just to save space, it's all put together here. We're going to meditate on this song given to us by Rupa Goswami. Let us look at the translation. O you who dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodara's love and attachment for you. Yes, everything Srimati Radharani does is perfectly empowered to attract the attention of Krishna and satisfy him. That's what it means to be a devotee, to satisfy the senses of the Lord. That is bhakti yoga, and she is the best at bhakti yoga. O Queen of Vrindavan, which is the pleasure grove of Lord Hari. Yes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has his own pleasure area, where everything and everyone is a devotee of Krishna. everything and everyone is attached to Krishna. And Srimati Radharani is that queen of Krishna's special pleasure area. O new moon, who has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu. Vrishabhanu is the father of Srimati Radharani. In the spiritual world, there's no birth or death. There's no biological reproduction. There are fathers and daughters and sons simply for Krishna's pastimes. There are no biological entities. There's no matter. There are no material bodies in the spiritual world. So Srimati Radharani has a father to assist in the flavor of Krishna's pastimes. O friend of Lalita. In the material world, girls have their girlfriends. They like to talk everything over with their girlfriends. That's a perverted reflection of the spiritual world, where Srimati Radharani, the topmost female, has her friends like Lalita and Vishakha. O you who make Vishakha loyal to you due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness, kindness, and faithfulness to Krishna. Srimati Radharani discusses her dealings with Krishna with her most intimate friends, Lalita and Vishakha. They advise her. When there's some disagreement, they may go to Krishna and work something out. Sometimes they take the side of Krishna, sometimes they take the side of Srimati Radharani. All this variety is simply to give pleasure. O you who are filled with compassion. This morning at the initiation yajna, we were speaking about how Srimati Radharani recommends the devotee to Krishna. She actually feels, Krishna, this devotee is more qualified than me. Please accept this devotee. On this Radhashtami day, we're begging through the Sipa succession that Srimati Radharani recommend us to Krishna. That means we have to do something so that we'll be worthy of such a recommendation. O you whose divine characteristics are described by the great sages Sanaka and Sanatan, O Radha, please be merciful to me. You see, in spiritual science, something and someone is glorious when it's associated with great personalities. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, Pram Brahma Pram Dham Pram Paramam Bhavan. Krishna, you are the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Supreme Abode. But then someone may say, Arjuna is just saying this because he's Krishna's friend. So to give support, to give authority to his statements, Arjuna says, not only I'm saying this, but Asita Rishi has said this, Devala Rishi has said this, Narada Rishi has said this, and I'm also saying this. So when you glorify someone, if you quote from authorities, if you reference your praise with authorities and their verdict, it makes the glorification sweeter. So that is what Rupa Goswami is saying here. Your great divine characteristics are described by the sages Sanaka and Sanatan. O Radha, please be merciful to me. What is it that we should expect? If Srimati Radhika is to be merciful to us, that means we should expect devotional service. That is the sign of Srimati Radharani's mercy. Even a neophyte devotee can experience that mercy in the form of devotional service. Because devotional service is the internal potency of the Lord. So anyone blessed with devotional service has the beginnings, at least, of the mercy of Srimati Radharani. But we want our full measure. We want our full dosage. And that requires devotional service, and sacrifice.